The work cover factual investigation is a structured process used to confirm facts rather than to assign blame. Insurers utilize this step to gain a clear understanding of what happened, when it occurred, and who was involved in a specific incident. Regulated under CIRA Standard 24, these investigations are subject to strict limits on when they can be used and how they must be conducted. This standard is designed to protect injured workers through requirements for clear notice, a defined scope of inquiry, and procedural fairness. It is important to understand that these investigations are procedural in nature and are not personal. An investigation is not a signal that a claim is at risk. Rather, it supports informed decision-making when information cannot be fully confirmed through documents alone. Throughout the process, workers retain their rights, including the choice of support and access to their own records. A factual investigation is only utilized when genuinely required under CIRA Standard 24. It is not a surveillance activity, nor is it a medical or psychological assessment. The investigation is carried out by an independent third party who has no role in deciding the outcome of the claim. These investigators collect objective information through records and interviews, but do not assess fault, intent, or credibility. All final decisions remain the responsibility of the insurer. Workers are protected by clear rights, defined timeframes, and transparent communication at every stage of the process. Insurers rely on this process when important details of a claim are unclear, incomplete, or disputed. The focus remains on facts drawn from records and conversations, which may include interviews with the injured worker, the employer, or relevant witnesses. The process may also involve a review of claim forms, timesheets, workplace health and safety documentation, and medical certificates. In some instances, a site inspection may occur to understand the work environment or the context of a specific task. Equally important is understanding what a factual investigation is not. It is not surveillance, a medical assessment, or a test of a worker's honesty or character. Furthermore, it does not indicate that a claim will be declined. The investigator's role is strictly limited to gathering objective information. They do not assess intent or liability, as those decisions remain with the insurer under workers' compensation legislation. Under the CIRA Standard 24 guidelines, insurers can only request a factual investigation when it is genuinely necessary. The standard requires insurers to first attempt to obtain information through less intrusive means, such as employer statements, medical documentation, phone discussions, or internal claim file reviews. A factual investigation is only justified when these steps cannot resolve the uncertainty. Common reasons for a request include unclear or disputed injury circumstances, such as conflicting versions of events or gaps in timelines. Insurers may also need to clarify if an individual meets the legal definition of a worker or determine if another party, other than the employer, could be responsible. Insurers are obligated to document the specific reason for the investigation to ensure transparency and accountability. Worker rights are a central component of the process. Under CIRA Standard 24.2, benchmarks are set to ensure fairness and reduce unnecessary pressure. Workers must receive written notice at least 5 working days before an investigation begins, unless all parties agree to a shorter time frame. This notice must explain the purpose of the investigation, provide the investigator's contact details, and outline the expected interview duration, which is generally capped at 2 hours. During a factual investigation, workers have several specific rights. They may choose the location of the interview and have a support person present, such as a friend, colleague, or union representative. If needed, they may request an interpreter who is separate from their support person. During the interview, workers can ask for breaks or clarification. Following the interview, they are entitled to receive a copy of the transcript or statement within 10 working days. Workers also have the right to nominate relevant witnesses and may decline participation, though they should note that decisions may still be made using existing information. Exercising these rights does not imply fault or non-cooperation. They are in place to protect worker well-being. The investigation process follows a regulated sequence, starting with the written notice from the insurer. Once an interview is arranged, the investigator will ask factual questions regarding what happened and the duties involved. After the interview, a statement or transcript is prepared for the worker to review and correct if necessary. Finally, the investigator completes a factual report for the insurer. This report summarizes the collected information, but does not include opinions on liability. There are clear boundaries regarding what investigators can and cannot do. They cannot provide medical opinions, diagnose injuries, or comment on a worker's capacity for work. They cannot pressure a worker to participate, nor can they coerce a worker into signing a statement. Investigators are prohibited from conducting surveillance as part of a factual investigation and cannot make recommendations about claim acceptance. However, they are authorized to ask factual questions, interview relevant parties, review documentation, and conduct site inspections when appropriate. It is a common misconception that an investigation means a claim will be denied. In reality, it's a procedural step used for clarification. Participation is voluntary, and while insurers may rely on available records if a worker declines an interview, a factual investigation is not a test designed to catch someone out. To prepare for an investigation, workers should read the written notice carefully to understand the scope and their rights. Choosing a comfortable location and having a support person present can help maintain a calm environment. When responding to questions, it's best to focus on clear timelines and direct answers, asking for clarification whenever a question is unclear. Reviewing the final statement is an essential step as it becomes part of the formal workers' compensation record. Employers and insurers have specific responsibilities. Employers must provide accurate records, such as incident documentation and employment details, and should support worker participation without exertive pressure. Insurers have a duty of care to ensure the investigation is used sparingly, is proportionate to the needs of the claim, and is conducted without causing unnecessary delay or distress. Workplace rehabilitation providers, such as OSS Rehab, play a stabilizing role during this time. They support workers by explaining the process, which helps reduce anxiety and allows the worker to stay focused on recovery. Rehabilitation and return to work planning continue regardless of the investigation, ensuring that momentum is not lost. Providers also act as a liaison between the worker, insurer, and employer, providing objective, functional insights into work capacity while maintaining transparency. In summary, a work cover factual investigation is a regulated and procedural step in the NSW workers' compensation system. It is designed to clarify facts through a fair and transparent process. Understanding your rights and having the right support can make the process more manageable, allowing you to focus on your health and return to work. Commonly asked questions clarify that this is a fact-finding process, not an assessment of blame. If you feel stressed, you are encouraged to utilize your rights to support and clarification, and to speak with your doctor or rehabilitation provider. The investigation is requested only when necessary information is missing, and both employers and insurers must adhere to strict standards of conduct throughout the process. Rehabilitation providers remain available to assist with communication and recovery planning while the investigation is underway. This concludes the overview of the WorkCover Factual Investigation. Professional support is available.